The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October 20th.
Just that we need to build on it, and we will. And then special teams, I also thought they did a good job there, so which also becomes important. But listen, if you can get the offense and defense playing well, then you see what you got to see that second half. I mean, and it's important that we keep growing there, and we do eliminate the turnovers and we create turnovers and, you know, all of those things that you're supposed to do to win football games, and then have a solid special teams unit. So that's what we're striving for, and I know our guys are hungry to do that, and so we'll keep working at it.
The Chiefs held the Washington football team scoreless in the second half of Sunday's contest, and honestly, it might have been the best half of football they've put together all year. As you heard, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid discussed building on that second half and how the Chiefs can use it to improve their performance over four quarters moving forward. Things won't be easy this week heading into Tennessee against a Titans team that pulled off a big-time upset on Monday Night Football over the Buffalo Bills. The Titans have now won back-to-back games to improve to 4-2 on the back of the king, running back Derrick Henry. Henry is averaging 145 rushing yards over his last five games and has an insane 10 touchdowns in that span. Like the Chiefs, the Titans have had defensive issues of their own, and things won't get any easier after first-round cornerback Caleb Farley went down for the season with a torn ACL on Monday night. Wide receiver Julio Jones also exited Monday's contest with a hamstring injury. In Chiefs injury news, Reid confirmed on Monday that fan favorite tight end Jody Fortson did indeed suffer a season-ending Achilles injury. Fullback Michael Burton is dealing with a pec injury, and linebacker Anthony Hitchens is dealing with an elbow injury. We'll get an update on all those players, as well as cornerback Charvarius Ward and defensive lineman Chris Jones, who've missed the past few games, later this afternoon. Keep an eye out at arrowheadpride.com.
He was trying to make something happen, and there was a fumbled snap. He picks it up, and now it's one of those deals. Kel's kind of flashed there for a second, so I would put it in that category.
The Chiefs did improve to 3-3 on Sunday, but one thing they'll have to improve moving forward is limiting the number of times they give the ball away. After tacking on three more first-half turnovers this past weekend, the Chiefs now lead the NFL with 14 through six games. We can sit here and break down all the interceptions that have gone through wide receivers' hands, but sometimes that's just part of the game in the NFL. One thing that can definitely improve as soon as Sunday is Patrick Mahomes not giving up the easy picks and trying to do too much on a play. He recalled that terrible first half interception after the game on Sunday.
That's bad. That's the best way. First off, I dropped the snap trying to get out of there too fast to get it to Darryl. And then I picked it up. We're going to try to run outside. And then saw Trav. And then the rest you can kind of see. It was bad, but I mean, you got to bounce back in this league. It's gonna look bad. It's probably being like, "Oh, come on, man," or something like that. But it's you got to find a way to win games at the end of the day. Defense got to stop. We were able to go out there and score in the second half and bounce back.
Mahomes is currently tied for second in the NFL in interceptions with Jacksonville Jaguars rookie quarterback Trevor Lawrence. They've got 8 on the year. They trail only Jets rookie quarterback Zach Wilson, who leads the league with 9. Not such good company for the former NFL MVP.
Yeah, well, we are doing a good job of that. And I would tell you the execution has been good. We've been able to keep, for the most part, our third downs in a reasonably manageable position. And that helps, you know, whether it's, you know, the first, second down calls, plays, you know, the guys making plays on those downs. And, you know, and then that always helps you. Normally your percentage go up. And then I think the coach has done a nice job with that. Mike Kafka, EB, I mean, these guys work on that like crazy. So, you know, I think they've done a nice job there too.
Despite the Chiefs' struggles in the turnover department, they still boast one of the league's most efficient offenses. To put it simply, if the Chiefs don't turn the ball over, they're going to score points, and lots of points. The Chiefs' offense currently leads the NFL, converting on just over 60% of their third down plays. Might sound cliche, but the only thing slowing down the Kansas City Chiefs' offense is the Kansas City Chiefs' offense.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. He was solid in there, and I thought he really held his own. That defensive line, I have a lot of respect for it. I mean, there are a lot of first-round picks on that defensive line, and they can rev it up and play pretty good. And I've seen it when we were looking at tape, you could see it. And then when we were out there, you could see their speed and athletic ability. So I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that. Mike was, I thought, for his first outing, I thought he did a real nice job.
One bright spot from Sunday's game was the play of right tackle Mike Remmers. We know you've had nightmares about Remmers' performance in the Super Bowl, but as we've covered before, like in places like the Arrowhead Pride Editor's Show from yesterday, you can go listen to it, Remmers was forced into a bad situation at the end of last year playing left tackle. He's been fairly consistent when thrust into different starting roles in the past other than left tackle for the Chiefs, and with the early season struggles of Lucas Niang, we'd bank on Remmers holding on to that right tackle position for the time being.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way, but we'll keep bringing him along. You know, I think he's just starting to get comfortable with this whole thing. We had him in for a couple few plays. I don't know what it totaled out, but he'll be fine. We just keep working through everything.
Veteran wide receiver Josh Gordon only managed 11 snaps on Sunday, but Andy Reid confirmed it's all simply part of the plan bringing him along. Chiefs right now can afford to do that slowly while he gets totally familiar with the playbook, and it is worth mentioning that Mecole Hardman had his top two performances in back-to-back games here since the Chiefs brought in Gordon. Motivation, maybe. Maybe we can say that. Still, we're all excited to see what a full-time role could look like for Josh Gordon in this offense. The ceiling, maybe a 2019 healthy Sammy Watkins. The floor, likely still being a better role player than D-Rob. It all remains to be seen in the wide receiver room, but we finish our update today in the tight end room and the incredible story that was Jody Fortson in 2021.
This guy is good, man. I done put a lot of time into this, and it was a lot of days that I thought that this wouldn't come, but I just stayed true to it, and I just kept working, and here we are. I know it's so much more work to do, but I was told to take my small victories as well and cherish them. So it's been a long road, dog. It's been a long road.
Mahomes over the top, and it's pulled down for the touchdown. Jody Fortson.
Shotgun, shovel, off the bobble and catch, touchdown. Jody Fortson, back-to-back weeks. Mahomes floats it up. Oh, what a grab!
A year from today, we hope we'll once again be talking about Fortson's touchdowns right here on the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, October 20th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, we travel across the pond as our favorite Brits open the book on the Tennessee Titans. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.